930 WBEN on the Odyssey app. Call or text WGR 030550 or post on X at WGR550 and get connected to Jeremy.
Be caller 5 to win a pair of tickets to see comedian Sean Murphy at Rob's Playhouse Theater. Saturday, November 2nd, Sean is a New York City comedian originally from Buffalo whose likability and awkwardness keeps audiences captivated whenever he performs. A regular at the Comedy Cellar, he has a great YouTube special called Neil and performs in top comedy clubs across the country. Visit PlayhouseTix.com for details. Caller 5, 221-4WGR.
Dale is gone, so we go to Pat in East Islip. What's going on, Pat?
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
All right, man. Howdy, what's happening?
Not much. I like all this talk over the last all morning has been about how Gerrit Cole didn't cover first base. This entire World Series comes down to Aaron Judge. He didn't hit, and in the game he did hit, he drops a routine fly ball that any little leaguer would have caught. He's a disgrace to the Yankee uniform. He should be stripped of his captaincy. And as far as I'm concerned, you can trade him to the Mets.
That's a little extreme. Yeah. See, but this is why.
I mean, dropping that fly ball is tough.
Yeah, he did make a really good catch before that.
And he also hit a double to keep them alive.
Mm-hmm. Like yesterday, and he had a home run in the first. Like, wasn't that his best game? He had one bad play in, what, four good plays? He hadn't done anything before that.
Yeah. All right. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Scary movies. We haven't done the scary movie conversation yet.
We did a little bit because we got to Motel Hell.
That's right.
With a caller.
That's right.
A 1980 film.
I forgot about that. Motel Hell.
Yeah.
I've got my annual take here on scary movies. But first, let's do our Thursday three-way parlay. There's a game tonight, and it's time. We each put together a leg. Jets and Texans in New York.
All right.
I'll go
Texans,
first.
Jets.
I'll go first.
All right, go ahead.
Is there any pressure to going first? You know, we each build a leg in.
No, there's more pressure, I think, to going third because there's a chance that the first two could take your bet.
Not just that, but you also have to fit the third one kind of into the game script.
I agree.
Yeah. I've lived that life every single time we've done this.
I'll go third this time.
Then you go first.
Yeah,
you go first.
You hit lead off.
Oh, Josh, go
We're
first.
Play around. Right, you're hitting me with the...
Nah, I'm not ready.
let's go. Okay, so I don't really want to do anything with the Jets. I just don't want to do anything with Jets. They just don't seem dependable enough. Let's go Joe Mixon under rushing yards.
All right.
81 and a half
is kind of high.
81's a big number for an over-under.
Yeah.
All right. Mixon under on 81 and a half is where we're at.
Okay.
Okay. This will be fine for me. Because if we're going game script, my game script is I'm taking the Jets and to cover 2.5. Field goal game. Jets minus 2.5.
Okay. All right. I am going to, with this game script here, you know, Jets maybe with the lead a little bit. Mixon not running the ball a lot. I mentioned Robert Woods in this game, who I think is going to play the dig spot. And his over-under for this game is 18.5 yards.
Ooh.
So, and he played a third of the snaps. He came in when Diggs was out. I'm going to go with Robert Woods. I think underneath routes, possession routes, trustworthy throws when you need a play. He's only 32 years old. Yeah, Robert Woods over 18.5 will be our third leg of our parlay today.
All right. That's...
So Mixon under, you've got the Jets on the spread, right?
Yep.
And then I've got the Woods bet. So all of that together, plus 380.
Yep.
So for you non-bettors, that would mean 10 to win 38 or 100 to win 380, so on and so forth.
Yep. There you go. There's our Thursday three-way parlay. So, all right.
8:15 tonight for kickoff. Who's going to be there? New York area?
Famous people? No one. It's the, it's the Jets.
They're out on the Jets now?
Yeah, nobody wants to be seen at the Jets games.
Right, right.
A lot of people dressed as empty seats tonight. I better hear Al say that.
He's snarky these days.
He is.
You might. You really might hear it.
He is. All right, it's time for Building the Bills.
Time now for Building the Bills, brought to you by Hanes Supply. From our Buffalo roots to nationwide sales and service, we are your industrial contractor supplier.
So, I've reached out to try and get, I've got a very specific number I'm looking for from the Bills. And that is, I want to know how close the upper deck is to the upper deck from one side to the other. So right. They are efforting that. And when we talked about this yesterday, somebody wrote in and said, what if you just got like your rangefinder from the golf course and shot the other?
Yeah.
I think that's the way we should maybe do it. Go to the last row of the upper deck and shoot the last row of the upper deck. Bam. What's my yardage? And then go to the new stadium, last row of the upper deck, last row of the upper deck. Bam. Shoot the yardage. And what's the difference? Because the steepness, the closeness, the new stadium. I mentioned yesterday when you drive by, you can look through it, and it the other side looks so close when you're looking through it. So we're going to work on that number and try to get that for you. That's part of Building the Bills today. The other part of Building the Bills is there's a piece up at the website, and I think there's a lot of love coming in on the Bills' offensive line and how they built this offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
Right? How did they do it? First off, Dawkins, second-round pick. He's been pretty good the whole way.
Yep.
Spencer Brown, third round pick. He's been pretty good, except when he got hurt.
The last 2 years he's been very good.
Rock solid.
Torrance was a second round pick.
Yep. So they've invested some stuff there.
Day two picks.
Connor McGovern was a sizable contract, and they said we can move him to center, and that's gone fine.
Yeah.
And then David Edwards was a reasonable price.
He's the only thing that's kind of plugged in a cheap whatever, right? Like, everything else was day two pick or pretty good contract. Like there's no mega, you know, acquisition there. There's
which
you traded for Trent Williams.
Which Morse was. Morse was the highest paid center in the league when they signed him.
Right. But right now, like, everything's like a pretty good investment that they've made in four of the five positions. They also, again, knock on wood, they stay healthy. Right? Since Brown was injured 2 years ago.
Yeah, knock on wood. Last year, they missed like a snap.
Yeah, like they don't leave the field.
Knock on wood.
And Sal always talks about how they love their depth behind him, like Alec Anderson, Ryan Vandermark, whatever. Like we haven't even seen these guys. And it's not their fault. It's because there's been no injuries. So yeah, hopefully that continues.
All right.
Also, Allen helps them look good, I think.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
But their run game is better than ever, and I think that's more to do with the line than it is to do with the running backs. Not that the running backs are bad. I just think the line is more dictates that more often.
That's Building the Bills. Let's get a break in so we can get back in time to tell you who this week's legend of the game for the Bills will be. You know, leading the crowd and the hey and the right here, right now.
Mm-hmm.
My only hint I'll give you a hint, and we'll give away nothing. The name did come up yesterday.
Ooh.
The name came up yesterday. A lot of names came up. Like 200 names came up yesterday. But the name came up yesterday on who it'll be, and I'll tell you when we get back.